Everybody wants to know themselves. Everybody's trying to know who they are. But you can never really know yourself. You can only be who you are, but you cannot know it. Because to know something is to make it an object of your knowledge. So if I know the tree, you will be thinking I always use examples of trees because I'm surrounded by trees every time I'm recording. And this is perfect because it's a natural example, right? So if I know the tree has become an object of my knowledge. I've separated it from myself and now I know it. If I know my bag, then it is separate from me. It is an object. I am the subject that knows it. So every time I point eventually and I say, this is who I am, how do I know? You say, I know. Then I have created whatever it is that I know into an object and I know it. So what is happening is that you can know what you are not, but you cannot really know what you are. Because knowing yourself in the sense we know anything in this life, we know all these thoughts and emotions and experiences. Knowing ourselves in the same way is not possible. Because what we know becomes something that is seen, and who is knowing the subject is the seer. And there is this subject-object, seer and seen duality, always present in our existence. So that's why I say, no matter how much you evolve in life, no matter how much you gain wisdom and spirituality and philosophical wisdom, it is like peeling the layer of who you are not. Anytime you feel like stopping and saying, that's it, that's who I am, don't stop there. Ask yourself again, really? Is it who you are? How do you know? And if you know, you know it as an object. So it cannot be you, because now you've separated it from yourself. We've already established this. I hope you're with me in this. We know anything and everything as an object of our knowledge. We as subject can only know by separating it from ourselves. But knowing ourselves is like the subject. It's trying to know itself. The subject is self-aware. Take example of the sun. The sun is self-illuminated. Nobody else is giving light to the sun. The only thing the sun can do is just be and give its warmth to us and, you know, help this life flourish on this planet. But we can know the sun, but sun can just be. It is just one with the rest of the existence. In the same way, we can simply be. The most profound truth, and very hard to accept truth, is that we cannot know ourselves. We can go to the edge of negation. It is only through negation. I'm not this, I'm not that. I'm not this, I'm not that. I'm playing this role. I'm not a man. I'm not an Indian. I'm not 36 years old. I'm not smart. I'm not stupid. All these things you can say, I'm not. Whatever remains is what I am. But whatever remains, I cannot talk about it. I cannot point to it. I cannot tell it to anybody. The only thing that can be is that I can just be. Truth is not something that you find outside somewhere. Truth is your very nature, and you are truth even if you believe or not. You believe you are not the truth, and then you go on seeking the truth, and then you sometimes feel like you know the truth and you don't know the truth. But think about it. How is it possible? Anything that you know becomes an object. Now you know an idea of truth that you created, or you think you have realizations, awakenings, enlightenment. But again, when you are seeking enlightenment, aren't you seeking an idea? You know that idea, you heard it from someone, you got impressed by someone, and now you're chasing that idea. But all this is an object. All this is a gimmick. It's foolishness. And when you go deeper into the essence of reality, you will get, you know, you will meet this wall where you won't know how to go forward. And you will have this existential anguish from time to time. And that's all very good. That's all very good because we need it. Because I think a lot of people are not really talking about these things in this manner. A lot of people are still teaching or learning in a way that this human body mind toolbox can somehow know the truth, can somehow become enlightened, can somehow get to the spiritual truth. There's no way to get. Can you get up and take a step towards yourself? Where would you go? Whichever way you go, you'll be wrong, because you are where you are. Wherever you go, there you are. And all the knowing comes from within. It sprouts from within. And then we use our filter to make sense of everything else. So it's all an inside-out experience. It cannot be an outside-in experience. You cannot take a lesson from a book and then apply it in your life and then think that you are realized or awakened or you found the truth. Whatever you find is another concept, another idea, another falsehood. Another falsehood. And this should not make you feel sad eventually, you know. It should make you feel lighter because you are just not any separate entity anymore. You just simply are. Let's try this. If you were to look at me, could you ever look at me without having this sense of background? If there was no background, not this trunk of tree, not the other whole background, only because of this background, you can see where is the edge of my body, right? So, even though you may say that I'm a separate person talking here to you, but you cannot ever talk about me without invoking the whole universe. You cannot ever talk about me without saying many things about me that requires talking about my parents, my country, my gender, my education, my job, my roles, my skills, and the physical universe around me. You will go up to the point that you will say, this is a man living on this planet Earth. What is planet Earth? You will invoke the whole galaxy, whole universe, just to try to describe me to someone, let's say, who is an alien who has no idea of what this person is seeing, what this alien is seeing. So, all the things that you can do in life are negation, negation, negation. Separateness is an illusion. We are not separate. We can play the role. We can enjoy the drama and be the ego self that we are and think that the mountain is far away and I am limited in time and space sitting here. But none of that is true. None of that is deeply true. It is only through limiting ourselves in this way that we as limitless consciousness can experience life. Yeah, we just simply are. We cannot know who we are, not in the sense that we know anything else. We cannot talk about it. At the end, silence is the only answer. Silence is the highest truth. Silence, presence, being. And you can always come back to the world with your newfound understanding of this universe, of this oneness, and then you become very simple. You become childlike. You actually become where you started from. So you were a child, you're not questioning anything, you question everything and ruin your mental and physical health and all that. But eventually, if you're lucky enough, if you don't stop the inquiry and don't get stuck in rigid beliefs and rigid ideas and doctrines and all and whatnot, you will come back to being a child. You will not ask any more questions. You will not have any more doubts. You'll simply be. Because saying anything, doing anything, thinking, using any of this tool will be limiting something that is beyond it. So you'll realize the futility of all these exercises. And you will simply just be. Yeah. You will just live very simply. Can you relate with me? Can you please like give me some feedback and connect with me and tell me what are your thoughts, where are you with this on me, if you're still here with me. Yeah, and please subscribe and let's continue exploring the nature of reality like this. I'll see you next time.